I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here, Bird Show.
All right, Mikey, so word on the street is you're disparaging my name out there. Yeah. Let's go, buddy. Let's go.
This is a heartbreaking little story. It all happened on Saturday whenever we went out to the bars after your ceremony there.
Yep.
So
I decided to hang out with the youth group.
This is at the point whenever everybody else had dropped out. All that's left is myself, my girlfriend, Bert, and his whole crew there. You had four people with you, is that correct?
There was Amanda and there was Blake as well.
Yeah.
And then they had a friend that went with us too.
Yeah. Because I didn't know who that guy was.
Yeah, Blake and Amanda's friend.
Okay.
But there were six of us, I think, in the...
Well, so...
Okay, oh, here's where it goes.
See,
okay,
now Bert's been going on and on about his luxurious Waymo ride, but he's been sure to leave out a very important part, which is it was my girlfriend's Waymo.
You stole the Waymo?
Let it cook, all right? Hold on a second.
Is this Grand Theft Waymo?
It doesn't get much closer.
You need to leave right now because you've been so funny. You can't do better than that.
It's all downhill from here.
The next 2 hours, you can't do better than that. All right, go ahead.
So it's been months now of my girlfriend ordering Ubers on her phone and just praying that it ends up being a Waymo because... You know, like, you can't request a Waymo. It comes to you by the grace of God.
I've been doing the same thing. It's like hitting the lottery.
It is.
Yeah.
So we're in the bar, and, okay, we convinced Bert to go to Tongue and Groove, the club.
Yep.
We're going to the club.
We've already done two bars, and now it's like 12:30, 1 o'clock, and Frank the Tank is out.
Oh, wow.
He says Tongue and Groove, and I'm like, let's go!
And
Poppy is ready.
I had very little faith that Bert was actually going to make it to Tongue and Groove, so I kept on asking him, and he's like, what, you don't think I'm going to go? You don't think I'm going to? And I'm like, all right, you're going then. On my girlfriend's phone pops up a Waymo. I have never seen her so excited. She ran out the door. She's standing on the curb, giddy, just waiting for the Waymo to pull up. So then I wrangle everyone from inside, and I'm like, let's go. We got a Waymo, everybody.
I will say this also, that my excitement for this Waymo matched hers. She and I were in sync on
That's
this thing.
True.
I had been waiting.
That is true. So we hop in the Waymo. I get in the back right. Bert is on the back left. Amanda's in the middle. And then the friend is up in the front passenger seat.
Yep.
The only seat left, the driver's seat, which it's an empty seat. Yeah. I would assume you could sit there.
For those that don't know what Waymo is, they are driverless cars.
Yeah. And so there's nobody sitting in the front seat. So my girlfriend, Trin, she hops in the front seat, the driver's seat. It takes us about 200 feet until it pulls into a parking lot. And a voice comes over the radio and says, you guys got to get out. Like, she was already fed up with us. It's a real human talking to us through the Waymo. It took us like 30 seconds to catch on to what was going on.
So they have cameras all in these Waymos and they can see what's going on. So if you have too many people, the live voice comes on and goes, yo,
Exactly. And so I just assumed it's just the driver's seat being the problem. So I got her to come back and sit on my lap and I'm like, all right, let's go. And the lady's like, I can still see you. This isn't going to work. We even had her like ducking down, trying to hide from cameras, and it just wasn't working. And now here's where I messed up. I got all rattled from this lady because I hate being an inconvenience, and the lady got me rattled. So I'm like, all right, I'm jumping out. You guys go ahead.
Yes. Remember, that's a key piece of evidence.
That's true, but she wasn't going to go without me. Which was a problem. We both get out, and I still didn't think of the consequences of this until we're sitting on the curb ordering a lift as we watch the Waymo drive away, and she starts choking up. She gets as close to tears as
she does.
She does. She was just about to cry, and I had to do all this talking down. I'm like, listen, I'll buy you so many Ubers tomorrow until we get a Waymo. All
right. How did that, it was her. She ordered it. Why did you stay in the car?
Okay, we're going to have to break here for 30 seconds, so let me, in my defense, tell you, in my words, what happened, okay? And I'm so sorry that she had a mental breakdown over this Waymo ride.
Here, Bird Show.
So there we are, and Mikey, so far, so good. I mean, this is very, very accurate. His girlfriend is in the driver's side of the Waymo. You're not allowed to be in that seat. We don't know. The voice of Waymo comes over and says, you guys got to get out. Two of you guys got to get out. We do. Mikey gets out first, volunteers to get out. So his girlfriend volunteers to get out as well. I never said, hey, we're taking this. She saw you get out, so it was implied, I think, and she was being polite, so she got out. Mikey says she had a mental breakdown on the side of the road, literally almost crying that she didn't get to fulfill her Waymo.
Yeah, she was right there. She was in the Waymo.
I'm going to defend. She did not have a mental breakdown. She had a broken heart.
She was
because
hurt.
Burt Weiss stole the Waymo that she ordered on her phone.
I was an innocent bystander in the whole thing. I was sitting in the back really enjoying this roller coaster of a ride when she voluntarily got out.
No, she didn't.
I never said, hey, we're going to keep. When you got out, she volunteered to get out.
I volunteered to get out. She was basically forced to get out because she's not going to leave me.
This is like stealing candy from a baby.
It's so nice.
Okay, so why in that moment, like when the woman is talking to you guys, and yeah. I know you're drunk and you're having a hard time understanding,
yeah.
but she's telling you over and over again, too many people in the car,
yeah.
too many people in the car. At what point were you going to be like, Amanda and I are going to get out?
Never. So you got to remember it's 1:30 in the morning here and Poppy's just barely holding on, right? I am not thinking clearly here, but I thought it was respectful for the younger people to say, you guys take the car. And I thought that's what they were doing.
What in the boomer are you talking about?
I would have absolutely done that. I would have done the same thing if I was his age.
No.
I would have.
No, absolutely not. I would have been like, I would have been like, hey, this is Trend's Waymo. She ordered it. It's on her phone. She's paying for it. The people who aren't paying for the ride yep. should be the ones to get out and get a new one.
I wasn't even thinking that clearly. And I will say this. What did you get on Sunday morning from me?
What did I get?
Yeah. What did you get from on Sunday morning? Before I even knew this conversation was going to be a thing, have you checked your Venmo?
I did not get a Venmo.
Why don't you go
Hold
ahead and
on.
Take a look? All right.
Hold your horses there.
You're about
there.
To look like a real idiot.
Well,
$25 for the Waymo.
Venmo. Uh-huh. Hold on. But I also have another thing here that is, Bert, you didn't even go to the club. You just took my Waymo on a joyride. He took it all the way to Tongan Groove, and he's like, all right, well, I know they're about to pull up in a lift in 2 seconds,
yep.
but forget about them. Mikey will walk around the club like an idiot for a little bit trying to look for us.
I see.
You stole her Waymo and then ghosted them?
This is so...
Oh, no.
He
did get me a Venmo.
Okay.
Wait,
so
I wanna
Sunday
know how much
morning,
it was for.
I immediately wake up, and I hook him up with the... Because I knew that, hey, she paid for it. I didn't want that. Secondly, the second part of this story is pure fiction. So we get out of the Waymo. I am ready. They are behind me. I am ready. There are people that are working at Tongue and Groove that I've known for years. They even see me. They're like, dude, come on in. I am ready to go on in when Amanda and Blake are like, it's 1:30. I literally am chewing them out in the street. I am so ready to get in there. I'm calling them nasty words. I called them I called them millennial soft C's. it's another word for poultry.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they demanded that we take off because I was in. And I texted you saying, we're not coming in.
No, you did not. A lie.
They couldn't take a separate car and go home, and you couldn't leave them and go in the club yourself.
Hold on.
You did not. You texted me like an hour later after I've walked around the whole club looking for you.
Lifting right. like 2 minutes, let us walk in with you. And then I wrote, yep, we bailed. But I was eager.
1:20. I sent that at 12:44. You sent that at 1:20. I've been walking around the club like a dumb.
For me, at that point of the night, that felt like 4 minutes to me.
And it was 40.
It might have been 40, but it felt like 4 minutes. I thought I was doing the right thing.
I was outside with these Russian guys that didn't speak English. They were teaching me curse words and having me yell at them at people. Like, that's what you got me into. I hung out with these Russian guys all night.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
One of the weirdest stories of 2025 is the fact that Bill Belichick is dating a woman younger than me. This man is 73 and his girlfriend is 24 years old. That is a 49-year age gap. But it looks like homegirl is about to capitalize on everything people have been calling her. So it looks like Jordan Hudson is going to cash in on their relationship because she has filed a trademark to trademark the phrase gold digger to use for jewelry and keychains. The application hasn't been reviewed yet, but safe to say we might be seeing some merch from her.
I mean, might as well make some money off of it, right? Not like Bill doesn't have enough.
I mean, honestly, I kind of want to buy it just to be ironic. I'm going to buy from Bill Belichick's much younger girlfriend just to have a flashy piece of jewelry.
There are so many people that are going to do that. That it's going to make her a bazillionaire.
I know.
For the same reason.
Good for her. Okay, if we haven't talked about Taylor and Travis enough, I do have a list of all the things that should make you excited about the fact that Taylor and Travis are engaged, even if you don't care about them as people or celebrities. So if you want a good deal, DoorDash is actually offering 13% off because it's Taylor's favorite number. So even if you're not a fan of Tavis, you can get some money off of your DoorDash order until 11:59 p.m. tonight. Papa John's is going to offer a deal for you if your name is Taylor or Travis. So if you've got a hankering for pizza, your name is Taylor or Travis, and you're sick of people saying their names over and over again, hey, you might be eating for a good deal tonight. Something else people have been talking about a lot is the fact that Travis's mom posted something really sweet on Facebook in honor of their engagement. So I think something people kind of forget because these are two massive global celebrities is the fact that these are just some people's kids. You know what I mean? Like Donna Kelsey one day decided she wanted to have a kid, and then one day she had Travis Kelsey, and then he grew up, went to Cincinnati, played football, and now he's on the Chiefs, and now he's dating or he's engaged to one of the most famous women of all time. So to honor their engagement, she did something that most future mother-in-laws do, and they take they took two kitty photos of them, like Taylor when she was a kid and then Travis when he was a kid, and then she made it her Facebook
profile. I just can't take it.
Stop, you're such a hater. And then captioned it, they're engaged.
Ready? She wasn't the one who did that.
She wasn't?
Somebody posted that, and then she took that screenshot of, like, somebody posted it on Twitter, I think, or something like that. The picture of little Travis and little Taylor, and like these two are getting married, and then so she took that from a fan and then put it up in her Facebook cover photo.
Yeah. And I found out yesterday why they called that TV station in Cleveland to do this interview.
Oh yeah.
So they used to watch that with their parents, that TV show and that news segment.
Yeah.
Every morning when they were growing up and evening when they were growing up with their parents, so it's the TV station that they knew. So he just thought, you know what? The dad thought, you know what? I'll just call this TV station someone we've been watching our whole lives.
That's so cute and wholesome. We've been joking that Ed Kelsey is about to get a gag order from Taylor's publicist, right? Because he just decided, he's like, I don't care. I'm just going to say whatever I want. It's my son. What do I got to lose? I'm just going to talk about their engagement on News 5 Cleveland. And the last thing that people have been talking about is that sources are saying that the wedding is going to be quote unquote casual. Apparently just a small ceremony with family and friends. And I'm calling BS on that. There's no way a woman who has waited until she was 35 years old to get engaged is going to have a casual wedding in a backyard. No, this is going to be the wedding of the century.
Well, have you seen their backyard, though?
Oh, it can actually be a beautiful backyard wedding.
Oh, God, yes.
That is a wedding venue in and of itself.
Absolutely.
The Burt Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Who will be a bridesmaid? Who will be a groomsman? Who will officiate the wedding? What song will Taylor Swift walk down the aisle to? I've got it all figured out.
Yeah, good, because these were all questions that were keeping me up.
I can tell the bags under your eyes.
Yeah, man, I'm tired. Uh-huh. Yeah, so excited, but also tired.
So I have planned Taylor and Travis's wedding for them, all right?
Oh, that's so generous of you.
You know, I had a couple of extra minutes to spare, and so I thought, why not plan their wedding for them? They don't need to hire some big highfalutin wedding planner. They don't need to call in Martha Stewart to figure out the aesthetics or the tablescapes. They got this rando girl on the radio in Atlanta.
Well, with keeping with Abby's La La Land philosophy, that there really might be a chance that Taylor has been taking a look at some of her content online and stealing some of the stuff off of her Pinterest and her Instagram, this is very possible that she will hear it based on what Abby told us yesterday.
She saw the antique cushion cut that I've been wanting for 2.5 years, and she thought, I'm going to steal that from her.
Yep.
I'm going to take that moment from her.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to start with the bridal party, okay? So it could very well get out of hand because they're very popular people, but I'm going to keep this somewhat small, all right? I do think the location of the wedding, where he proposed in his backyard, let's just keep the wedding there. All right.
Okay.
So we're gonna do that.
Save some costs too. Mm-hmm. You know, they're penny pinching for sure.
So maid of honor, obviously for Taylor Swift, is gonna be her best friend from childhood. This is the girl that she has known forever, and she takes with her to like award shows and her plus one. I don't know her name. I tried not to Google anything, by the way, because I wanted this just to come from, you know,
from the heart.
Yes.
instead of the Google.
Yes.
Her best friend's name is Abigail.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. So Abigail will be her maid of honor. Then she's going to have Selena Gomez, Kylie Kelsey, and Gigi Hadid as her bridesmaids.
Obviously.
All right.
But you can't forget Ashley Avignon. How could you forget her?
I don't know who that
is.
Is that the faker?
The who?
The one who pretends to be Taylor?
No, this is her fashion stylist friend.
Oh, well, she's not going
to
be a bridesmaid.
Is Ice Spice in there somewhere? Because that always seemed odd to me.
No, she's not in there either.
She's hanging in Taylor's.
She's the flower girl.
I thought about incorporating the cats, but cats, you can't like...
You can't hurt them.
They're not like dogs, and I don't see cats coming down the aisle at all at a wedding, so the cats are not involved in the wedding.
Put them on a cocktail napkin, call it a day.
Yeah. Now, as far as groomsmen go, all right, best man, obviously, Jason Kelsey. Then there's going to be another football dude and another football dude, and Taylor has a brother, correct?
Yes, Austin.
Okay, then Austin will also be a groomsman.
You can't forget Patrick Mahomes.
He's not a groomsman.
They're very close. Well,
no. Oh, okay.
Sure,
I said another.
He's going to be one.
What about Ed Sheeran?
No.
Sheeran?
Stop. Let me cook.
Ed Sheeran.
I have another football dude. I have best man Jason Kelsey and then two rando football dudes. So whoever he wants to put there.
Mecole Hardman and
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, there you go. Those are the other football dudes, right? So we got those.
Sure. I think Patrick probably, I don't know the other dude.
I don't know the other dude either. Okay. That's why I just put another football dude. Because I wasn't going to Google it.
Oh, maybe it's Harrison Butt Kicker.
Definitely not.
All right. So now, as far as guest book, I put Blake Lively and Brittany Mahomes on guest book.
Why would you put Blake Lively on?
Because I think they're going to mend some fences, but she can't be a bridesmaid because there's still some tension there, but we're going to throw her on the guest book. Okay.
She announced her engagement the day after this woman's birthday, and you think they're going to mend fences?
Maybe. We don't know. Again,
the only fence they're mending is the one that locks Blake Lively away from Taylor.
Again, I didn't Google any of this stuff to see where anything stands. I'm just going with my gut here.
This is crazy.
All right. Are you ready for the officiant? I am so excited. Now, this was something I did Google because I wanted to make sure I knew which celebrities were ordained, right? Because I am ordained. Went through the Universal Life Church online. So
how long did that take?
Oh, like maybe 15 minutes.
To fill out the application.
Yes. And there's a fee. You got to pay. So the officiant for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelsey, Cardi B.
I'm not domestic, okay? This is why God blessed me. You know what I'm saying? This is why God blessed me. had made me rich and famous because he knows that I'm not domestic and I'm not meant to be in the kitchen. I was meant to hire chefs because this is not my lifestyle.
So Cardi B is going to officiate the wedding. Okay.
All right.
All right. Now, when it comes to Taylor walking down the aisle, she's going to walk down the aisle too, and it's not going to be actually the song. It'll be like some like orchestra, quartet, probably more because they can afford more instruments, but
maybe an organ,
maybe. But she's going to walk down the aisle to Temptations, My Girl. I felt that was very fitting for Travis and for Taylor. All right. So now the wedding is done. Now we're getting to the reception. Okay.
Abby is so insulted by this entire plan.
Yeah, I'm biting my tongue.
The ceremony is done. So now we're getting into the reception. This is the one thing I am most excited about, and I actually think it's very cute and very clever, and if they don't use it, I will be offended. So when they come into the reception, because you know how like the couple makes their grand entrance into the reception, they went and they did some photos, now they're walking into the reception, they are going to be announced as Mr. and Mrs. Kelsey, and they're going to come into AC/DC TNT.
He got her friendship bracelets that say TNT on it, and when they got engaged, he put a dynamite at the end of it to kind of do a nod to the fact that that's like their thing.
Okay.
That's a possibility. And I didn't even know any of that.
Now so you know.
I want them. All right. Now, first dance. All right. First dance. Very important. This is where Ed Sheeran comes in because Ed Sheeran, besties with Taylor, he is going to perform live. That's going to be their first dance. Now, there's also going to be some surprise performances at the reception, right?
Oh.
Because I don't know if you know this, but Travis Kelce and Bad Bunny are BFF ever since doing
Happy Gilmore 2.
Yep. So Bad Bunny is going to be there performing. I have no idea if they're actually friends, but I just remember seeing Bad Bunny in the movie with Travis Kelce, and I thought that would be a cool performer. Also, her backup dancers, because I know she's very tight with her backup dancers. Mm-hmm. They're going to come out and do some fun little choreographed dance for her wedding.
So
okay?
Fun.
And then, of course, she's BFF with, I always mispronounce this, is it Haim or Haim?
Oh, Haim.
Haim. So they're going to be there, and they're going to perform a song for her as well, too.
Right? I call them L'Haim.
No, that's not that. Now.
Is that the French version of them?
No, that's the Yiddish version.
Oh. If you have a good DJ, you know it's not about the music you play. It's about the music you don't play.
Ah.
You always give a band playlist. These are artist songs you do not want to hear at your reception. And I have a list of artists that have been banned from Taylor's wedding reception.
Okay.
Number one on the list, Kanye. Duh. That's
course,
a given.
Right.
Number two on the list, Bieber.
Yeah.
Duh. She can't stand him. Selena Gomez's ex. No. Other notables that should not be played at Taylor Swift's reception, Harry Styles, the 1975, John Mayer, and Calvin Harris.
So any connection at all to an ex?
Yes. Okay. No, that's not going to get played at the wedding.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I have.
Okay. That's so funny thinking about that. DJ is going to have to get a crazy NDA, right? Knowing who she is beef with.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Abby, can you, over the course of the next hour, put together a more comprehensive, more realistic vision of what this wedding should look like?
I could do it right now.
I know you can.
I could do it in my sleep.
The Burt Show.
All right, Kristen, it's time for some focus for you and I here. Do we need to go out in the halls and, like, smack each other on the shoulders like football players do on the shoulder pads right before they're about to play a game?
No, I'm good.
Do we need focus? You sure?
Yeah.
I think y'all are at the age where you might break a bone.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing strength training.
And I take calcium pills every day. All right, it's time for Gen X versus Gen Z trivia. Kristen and I representing, sorry about this, Gen X. Gen X 11, Gen Z 16. We play until Kristen and I are up by 2 points. Or...
I don't think Abby believes that's going to happen, Bert Weiss.
That might have been my inner voice also. Or we just get skunked. We get mercy rule, 10 points.
Yes. If it used to be slaughter rule, but then we got a little soft, so now it's a mercy
rule. It's 2025, right. All right, is Tommy still hosting this, or are we pulling that because of his commentary and hints?
No, you said yesterday, give it to Casey.
Good. All right.
Round one. Who's going first, Gen X or Gen Z?
You're
we'll
the
give
boss.
It to the geezers.
Yeah, let's go Gen X because y'all are losing.
They might not be around for question.
Who is the host of the Masked Singer?
The host of the Masked Singer is Nick Cannon.
Yep.
Nick Cannon.
That is correct.
Is who is the host of the Masked Singer?
Woo!
That's 12, baby.
Gen Z. Who was the host of America's Funniest Home Videos in the early 90s?
Tom Bergeron.
That is not the answer I'm looking for.
Bob Saget is the other one, but what the heck?
She said early 90s. Y'all said Tom Bergeron.
Oh, I was watching it the other day. Who cares the time?
The question cares.
All right, we stole the serve.
That was a trick question.
We're going to play a round of Name That Movie. I will play you a song from a movie soundtrack, and you tell me the name of the movie. Gen X, you're up first. What movie is this song from?
Everything is High School Musical to me.
Don't think that's High School Musical. We have to think a little. That's more millennial than Gen Z, I believe.
This
right?
sounds like a Disney movie to me.
It feels animated.
Yeah, this is one of those Disney movies, those high school Disney movies, man.
I don't think it's a high school Disney movie.
High school Disney movie.
I think animated. I don't know why.
You go.
I don't know.
I got Nick Cannon. I'm out.
He's chopping
I'm
out.
Going up, up.
Disney Pixar's up.
Yes. I feel like it's one of the Lego movies.
I feel like Cheetah Girls or something like that.
Oh my God. What is this? Early
2000s? I don't know.
I think we got to be more current than that. I don't freaking know.
Okay, we're out.
The Lego movie with Lego Man and Legolas.
No, it was K-pop Demon Hunters. Netflix.
Okay.
That is a hit single that is charting right now.
Oh, is that right? I got to start listening to the radio.
All right, Gen Z, I want you to listen to this song and tell me what movie it's from.
I'll give you a hint.
No, do not.
Yes,
do not.
I will. Sylvester Stallone was a boxer in it.
I feel like you're skewing us. You're just giving us a fake. Because then we'll be like, oh, yeah, we're around. That's nonsense.
Is it Dirty Dancing?
Hit him with that. Yeah, I was thinking Roadhouse.
But then he said Sylvester Stallone, so now I kind of want to be like Rocky.
No, it's not that.
Is he faking it? Have you seen Rocky?
That. I didn't even watch it, but I know his little tricks.
I'm just going to give you the answer. Rocky 2.
Hit him with the real answer.
Dirty Dancing? Sorry, we were looking for The Bodyguard featuring Whitney Houston.
Never heard in my life.
Oh, dear.
We're catching breaks here, Kristen.
And Kevin Costner.
We're equally lame today.
All right, Gen X. Who is Stephanie Germanotta?
Ooh, Lady Gaga.
Yes.
My girl.
My girl.
We're getting close. All right, so is that 13?
You're 13 to 16, okay. But I think Gen Z is going to get this one.
No, they're not, because they suck.
Who is Marshall Mathers?
Eminem.
Yeah.
Oh, boo.
Damn.
Boo to that.
Bam. All right. Round four, we're going to play Name That TV Show. I will play you a theme song, and you tell me what TV show it's from. Gen X. What TV show is this theme song from?
There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it.
Phineas and Ferb or Euphoria. That's the only one I got right so far. I'm going to go with Phineas and Ferb.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hayden.
Scary. I don't like this kind of energy anymore. We had a peaceful game going until you guys started doing good.
Somebody's going to blow an artery. Yeah. We're getting too excited.
So what's the score now?
14 to 17.
Okay, can we just end there for right now?
No. We started first. Okay, I have to right. end.
God,
I have
this
to
fairness.
End. Last
this
question.
Fairness thing.
Gen Z, listen to this TV show theme song and tell me what show it's from.
Children's show.
It's
right?
Rugrats?
Is that right? Yeah, that sounds right. But is that from their generation?
I thought it was my generation.
Yeah,
Rugrats?
I thought so too.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. And it's more my generation and older. All right. Do you want a quick lightning round?
Yeah,
I have a lightning round that's up for anyone here. Okay.
So these aren't for points. It's just for fun.
No, this one's for a point, but anybody here can take it from any generation.
Let's go.
Are you ready?
All right. How are we ringing in?
Just yell your generation.
All right.
Okay. So Shaboozey's A Bar Song topped the Billboard Hot 100 for a record tying 19 weeks. What 2004 rap song does it sample?
Z.
Oh.
Tipsy.
Bye. I need title and artist.
T-Pain.
No. Nope. Oh God.
Your mother. Your father.
Missy Elliott.
No. It's a man.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. Now 50 Cent, is it?
No.
I have no idea. Well,
our Caucasian is showing. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right.
We've never been whiter.
Who is it?
It's Jaquan.
Jaquan.
So we're wrapping it at 14 for Gen X versus 18 for Gen Z.
Okay. All right. Small incremental.
Gained a point.
Gained a point on them.
And real bad sportsmanship today, guys. Let's work on that next time.
The Bird Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
She tried to be the world's party planner for just one second. Just one second. But she didn't have all of the details.
Now, to be fair, I tried to do this with no research. I know probably the bare minimum that a radio host would know about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. So, and their romance. So, but I do love planning a party. So, I threw together what I thought would be their perfect wedding day, picking like the first dance song and their entrance song. Little did I know that there actually was some kind of connection to AC/DC's TNT, which I freaking love for them. Makes me root for them even harder as a classic rock fan. But yes, I too noticed Abby's face as I was detailing the plans for Travis and Taylor's wedding. Like, you pauper, you commoner.
She was trying to.
How dare you suggest such ideas?
She was trying to be respectful, but the face don't lie.
Yeah. I was just listening to it. I'm like, this is just so not them. I mean, I will say the TNT thing being a shot in the dark is crazy because that's literally a part of their lore. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you got like 20% of it, right?
20. I'll take it.
You were going to invite Blake Lively, which I feel like then deducts 10% from that. So, you know, a good 10% ain't too bad.
That was just wishful thinking and wanted to add a little drama. All right. So now you, the Taylor Swift stan, who knows all things Taylor and now all things Tavis, their wedding is going to look like what, Abby?
Their wedding is not going to take place in these here United States. No, alas, it is going to take place in a secluded venue. I'm going to assume in a country none of us have heard of, maybe like Genovia or something.
Luxembourg.
Estonia, if you will. Maybe even going as far as Sweden. It is going to be at like the upper echelon resort of some unknown country we've never heard of, because it needs to be as private as all get out.
Only you would know this, and only Swifties would know the answer to this, but is there one destination that she has sung about in any of her songs that might give you an indication that, oh, she sang about Paris? I bet this is going to be in Paris.
She sung about Paris before, but it was in reference to somebody else. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say not Paris.
All right, so it's not going to be the States. Not even like, is it Martha's Vineyard or Rhode Island or wherever she has a house?
No, a lot of people think, oh, what if she did it at her house? I'm like, no, it's so obvious. It needs to be private. Like, this is going to be such a hush-hush event. Like, I'm sure that wedding invitation is going to come with an NDA.
Huh. She's going to leave Missouri for this, huh?
They're going to leave Missouri for Luxembourg.
Okay.
So it's going to take place at some private venue in middle of nowhere,
Lake
Estonia.
Como, something like that.
I could see Lake Como, but I still feel like that's even too mainstream.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's just too out there. Like, they need to go somewhere where nobody will find them.
Like, so, like, the Kardashians had weddings in Italy, and then Jeff Bezos just had his wedding in Italy. I don't see Travis and Taylor doing Italy.
Like a Croatia or something a little bit, like, not as mainstream, something like that.
I feel like even Croatia's becoming too mainstream. And I also feel like she wants something kind of classic. Like, Taylor Swift is very Americana. She's very romantic. Like, she's going to want something that feels like a traditional wedding. And I feel like maybe Croatia is a little bit too old world. So whereas she may, I could see her getting married in Lake Como.
Where does one go outside of America to find Americana?
Genovia.
Hey, there are a lot of other places in the world that feel like more like America than this one. That's going to be sometimes.
Mia Thermopolis Rinaldi, Princess of Genovia, is going to host Taylor Swift.
Got it, got it.
For her wedding in Luxembourg.
Okay.
Anyway, so she's going to have a beautiful wedding somewhere private and secluded. I'm guessing next May. That's my prediction.
Oh, you even have a month picked out.
I think she's going to have her bachelorette party sometime in March or April, right before the wedding, and then they're going to get hitched next summer.
Just a real quick business thought I had, you know, because when the World Cup comes to a country, the economic impact in that country and that city is so big. Think about all the... How much a country would benefit for her saying that this is where we're going to do this. The tourism. Oh, my God. I mean, she can make millionaires overnight.
She needs to, like, pick a place that needs the tourism or, like, needs a little zhuzh or something.
I don't know, but she can make or break.
But yeah. Nobody will know till after the wedding has happened.
Well, right. Genovia has a thriving pear industry. Need some help. Anyway, so I think she's going to get married. I think she's going to wear a beautiful gown, probably by a designer she's worked closely with. I'm going to throw out Oscar De La Renta, maybe Nicole and Felicia, something very dramatic. I think she's going with a ball gown. And then, of course, for the reception, she'll do something a little bit more fitted, a little bit more sexy.
Okay.
And then I think for the wedding, I think Andy Reid, coach of the Chiefs, is going to officiate it because he was kind of one of the liaisons between getting them together because he was a close friend of Taylor's dad, Scott Swift, but he's also Travis's coach. So I could see him kind of being like the grandfather of it all and officiating this wedding. Now, in terms of walking down the aisle, what song she'll walk down to, she has a very close personal relationship with Stevie Nicks, who has also met Travis and his family. So I could see her walking down the aisle to an orchestral version of Landslide. Yeah, so I think she's going to walk down the aisle to Landslide. I think Stevie Nicks maybe even will sing it as she walks down the aisle. Might even be a close personal family friend, Stevie Nicks, that does that for her. Now, in terms of their entrance song, I think you nailed it right on the head. I think it's going to be TNT. Taylor will do a little headbanging. It'll be great. Now, for their first dance song, I have a theory that Taylor is going to write a song specifically for them to do their first dance song to. It might be on TS13, what I'm predicting to be a wedding song album. But if I was going to pick one now, one that had to describe their relationship, I will say it is the song that they posted their engagement photo to, so High School.
You think she's going to do her first dance to one of her own songs?
I feel like if you're a musician, yeah. I feel like it'd be weird to dance to somebody else unless you have a song that you're like, that's our song. Like TNT, if there was an orchestral version to TNT, heck yeah.
It seems weird to me to dance to your own song. It seems very arrogant, and I don't see her as an arrogant person.
Well, I would tell the DJ don't play any of my music.
I would do the same thing. Yeah.
No, they got to play Love Story at some point. Yeah, like that's iconic.
Well, when I get married, I'm going to have them play nothing but air checks of the Burt Show. No dancing. We're all just going to sit around and listen to us.
Now, in terms of the bridal party, I think you were spot on with most of it, but you have to make sure that you get their best friends in there, like Ashley Avignon, the Haim sisters. And for Travis, one of his close friends is a guy named Ross Travis. He's got to be in there as well.
Okay.
They will be giving some speeches.
Gotcha.
And that's really it. Anything else you want to know?
Okay.
That's all I planned out.
What's the bouquet going to look like?
Oh, peonies. Duh.
What are her wedding colors?
I think she's going to choose something tasteful but unique. So maybe like a chartreuse.
Ew, what is chartreuse?
It's unique.
That yellow green, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but it's trendy.
You don't think she would do like all white?
I could see her doing an all white moment. Mm-hmm. Something very classic.
Maybe maroon.
These are all going to be things that you're going to be able to bet on online. Like that Kalshi website you were talking about the other day.
Yeah. And I'm going to win all of them. I will win every single one of them because I'm secretly the wedding planner. Ooh,
is she going to wear Louboutins, you think?
Duh.
Yeah. She'll do red bottom shoes because she wears those for her concerts, right?
She's going to wear the Lubies.
The Burt Show.
We need them kids, our Burt's Big Adventure kids for 2026. Can you point us in the right direction? If you know a family that has a child in it that has chronic or terminal illness, we take them and then we take everybody in the family down to Disney World for a couple of days. And that's just where the family starts right there. So if you know a family or it's you that we are talking to, please go ahead and fill out that application right now because they are due by September 9th. Is that right? 8th?
8th or 9th.
8th. We better get the date right on this. Get it in on the 8th, because that way we know we're safe. How's that?
There you go.
At birchbigadventure.org.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Huge news for Ariana Grande fans. It dropped on Instagram yesterday, stirring a lot of excitement across the fan base because Ari just posted a video that is basically just like this really cool, like sci-fi little teaser clip. And it says, a corrupt file has been found and corrected. And then it's followed by, see you next year. Announcement loading, suggesting that something significant is coming to the Ariana Grande fan base. So people think that this means that after she's done with Wicked for good, when it comes out this fall, she's going to be putting all of her efforts into going on tour.
I really do. I think you made this point yesterday with something else, but I really do think if you're in any industry right now, entertainment part of industry, don't announce anything. Don't announce anything. It's going to get lost. So we still got a couple of days of this Travis and Taylor engagement thing. It's all going to get lost.
Yeah, give it a week or two. Yeah.
So you think her people should have been like, you know what, we should wait till after the Labor Day holiday. Okay.
Yeah, that might have been a smart move. But Ariana Grande is a powerhouse in herself. Like, I mean, I think the girls are online right now. Like, the girls are online. We've got discourse happening about Taylor Swift's wedding. We've got discourse happening about the proposal that the girls are present. So it might even be a good time to drop it because they know we're on the Instagram.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about it. If you're a Taylor Swift fan, you're probably an Ariana Grande fan or at least know of her. So I could see, like, if I'm texting Abby and I'm super into music and I'm young, I'm like, oh my God, did you, you know, we're talking Taylor and oh my God, did you see Ari just drop something too? Like, I can see that actually piggybacking off the Taylor news.
And Ariana Grande, I feel like might have been smarter to do it around when Wicked for Good comes out, because that's when she's going to have like a mountaintop moment in the public sphere for sure. Because I remember when the first one came out, it was all Wicked all day, every day on my timeline. Her and Cynthia Erivo and them holding each other's fingers saying we're holding space for something. We would gladly hold space for her tour, but maybe give it a couple of days before the Taylor news dies down.
I just had this realization. How are Cynthia and Ariana Grande going to live up to the promotional hype from the first Wicked with this one, because they went viral so often and it ended up being endearing, right? When you got to learn about their friendship and their onset relationship, like the tears, the emotion, the depth that they went with in their interviews all make total sense. I'm not even worried about the movie living up to the hype. I'm worried about their promotion tour living up to the hype because it was so out there last time.
Well, there was so much pressure the first time around because they were like, this was a huge budget film. Yeah. Like, it needs to do well. So I feel like maybe some of that energy came from the pressure that I almost wonder, like, what's the aftermath of that? Because we kind of joked, and I know this is a little cliche to say about women, but like, you know, sometimes our friendships burn hot and fast. And what if we see them next time around and they're like, aren't even in the same room getting interviewed.
Well, I'm also wondering too, because I don't think we've heard anything much lately about Ariana and her new man.
Oh yeah, Ethan Slater, the guy that she allegedly cheated on her husband with, and he allegedly cheated on his wife with her.
Are they still at it?
Apparently.
Okay.
Haven't heard otherwise.
They're still out in Munchkin land, just, you know, being together. I don't know. That's the last I heard. But you know what? I wish them well. Mm-hmm. And I hope they last forever, or for good, as the Wicked fans would say.
Well played.
That was a good pun.
That was a good pun.
That was a really good pun.
I feel like you ran out of words like a minute ago.
Yeah. I used all my brain power on our last Taylor Swift segment. But Kristen actually sent me this really interesting article that just reminded me that when I say that the men of Atlanta are terrorizing women on the dating apps, this is what I mean, because a former NFL player was just arrested in Roswell yesterday for allegedly orchestrating a financial fraud scheme targeting women on dating apps. According to the Roswell police, he deceived at least 3 women by fabricating stories about financial hardships and requesting money, promising repayment from his NFL annuity. He reportedly used about $300,000 to fund a lavish lifestyle, including Airbnb rentals, travel, and gift cards. He faces multiple charges, including deposit account fraud, identity fraud, financial transaction card fraud, theft by taking, and criminal attempt to commit theft. The victims aren't even from Atlanta. They're from Wisconsin, North Carolina, and New York. So there may even be more victims across the United States.
Stay in your crappy relationships. I'm saying it over and over again. This is what you got out there.
It's brutal out here.
Yep.
I was just glad to see somebody being held accountable. Like, because so often you see like these fraud or these scams or schemes, and where you're luring somebody in with the thought of romance or love, and then you, like, people are getting taken advantage of online like crazy, but I've never really seen a lot of recourse for it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, at least I feel like the victims are getting some kind of vindication by the fact that there's going to be charges pressed.
Yeah, usually you just hear it 10 years from now when they come out with a documentary like Tinder Swindler or whatever. Mm-hmm. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast. That's on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.